Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and I don't have a title for my message today. This is an all prophetic show. There are some very serious words in this show. I want to review quickly for anyone who's not familiar with me how you know if one of the words is for you. When you hear me speak the word, if it feels like God is speaking directly to you, then that word is for you, regardless of what name is attached to it. Words are usually, often are, and are usually for more than one person. Okay, there's a woman listening to this that you feel the Lord has told you to move, but He has not told you where yet. And you're wondering, did you hear Him right? You have begun packing and getting ready slowly. The Lord wants you to know, woman of God, that you did hear Him right. You are moving. The person in the place He's moving you to is dragging their feet, not obeying, and that is the reason for your delay. I think that somebody is occupying the house or apartment or whatever that He wants you to move into, and so he can't say, okay, I want you to go, you know, to such and such place, because they're occupying, they're in your place. So here's what He says to do. He says for you to fight the delay spiritually, to help this process along, as He wants you moving there now, and that the whole holdup is that there's another person in that place. So this means cancel all assignments of delay that have been assigned against that person getting out of your house there, and cancel all assignments against the move God has ordained you to make. Bind up, and these are things that you command, bind up. I command in Jesus' name for such and such to be bound. Bind up all hindrances to your move, and ask the angels be allowed to arrest any demonic spirits interfering with it in Jesus' name. Okay? Let me review that real quick. Cancel all assignments of delay that have been assigned against that person getting out of your house there. Cancel all assignments against the move God has ordained you to make. Okay? Bind up all hindrances, anything that would hinder you from moving, and ask the angels be allowed to arrest any demonic spirits that interfere with you, you know, with the whole process of you getting moved in Jesus' name. This should clear the way so you can be on your way, okay? As soon as the path is clear, He will reveal to you where it is you are going, and I see you being delighted with the new place. Oh, and He says, bless as many people as you can where you are right now. Okay, there's someone listening that the Lord has told you He wants you to purchase something very large for someone, but you've not obeyed because He never asked you to buy somebody something that big before, and you're trying to decide if you really had heard Him or not. You did hear Him. You heard Him correctly. And He wants you to stop Him hawing around and do what He told you to do. You are concerned that this purchase is going to cost you a little something, but if you don't obey, it's going to cost that other person something much larger. And the Lord says to tell you that you are being selfish and you need to obey Him now. That purchase is someone else's miracle, and it is the seed for your miracle. I believe He is showing me that you are asking Him to save and deliver your son who is on drugs or something similar. You have asked Him for something big, and this purchase is the seed He wants from you. He does not always require a seed like this, but he wants one this time. He's waiting on you to obey him, and then he will do what he says, and it will be your son's testimony that will also get a lot of other young people on drugs saved, and they will also be instantaneously delivered and set free by the anointing he will carry. This is a mighty end times work the Lord wants to do. Oh, I can feel the Spirit of God on me right now. This is a mighty end times work the Lord wants to do, and you are holding it up. You are holding it up by being selfish. Stop doing that. Stop. He says two people he wanted to be helped have died of overdoses while you've been mulling this over. You know you heard him. He said, obey him now. Before anyone else dies. Because you know, I'm just telling you, sir, it could be your son that dies. It's important that we obey. Okay, there's a young black woman listening to this show. You are planning where you're going to go to college. But you felt a little torn lately. Should you go to college or should you do the Lord's work? The Lord said, go to college if you want to serve the world. But if you want to serve him, he is not calling you to go to college. He is calling you to submit to him. Yeah, I saw that spirit of pride buck up in you when you heard those words. You have trouble submitting. You want to drive a new vehicle and you want to live in a fancy house and you want to be admired by people with your college degree. And that is not the calling he has on your life, woman of God. That is pride calling you to do that. Do you want to serve your pride or serve your God? You must choose who you will serve with your time and your talents. The Lord is also showing me if you persist and go to college, you are going to fall morally. You will end up an unwed mother, which will be a shame to you as you speak against that all the time to other people, saying they should get an education instead they just getting babies that they have to raise on their own. The Lord wants you to lay down those dreams of wealth and prestige, woman of God, and be the woman he has called you to be. You're thinking right now, well, I can go to college and still serve God in my heart, but that's not what he's asking you to do. He is asking you to lay down the college and the dreams of wealth and only serve him. And he is saying anything less will count as disobedience from you. This will be a tough decision for you. He says if you continue to pursue the wealth and prestige dreams to serve the world after this warning, that you pursuing that will lead you to exactly where you do not want to go. The opposite direction as he himself has ordained it because he called you to work for him. So the question is, who are you going to serve with your life? Okay, there's a sort of middle-aged woman. You have worked really hard all your life, and you have nothing to show for any of it. You are a giver, and your father wants you to know he has seen your giving. He is saying to you, give even when you yourself are in need, like the widow who gave the two mites that Jesus noticed. The Lord wants you to know, woman of God, that some very good fortune is coming your way, some financial increase. And I feel like this will be a one-time thing, not a, you know, huge raise or promotion or anything like that, but like a one-time check for like $5,000 or something like that from an unexpected source. Remember to praise him when you receive this. Continue giving as you are. The Lord says he is going to send you other types of blessings as well. Something about your car. I don't know if that's some free repairs or some other kind of blessing, but something to do with your car and also something to do with your teeth or dental stuff. So you have some blessings on the way, woman of God. Keep doing all the good things you're doing. The Lord himself has taken notice of you and your blessings will start showing up any day. Okay, this word is for a woman. You have had a steady walk with the Lord for some time now, but you have met someone and that someone has started to take up some of your time and more importantly, your thoughts. So now you have drawn away from the word, drawn away from your prayer time, and things are starting to go wrong behind the scenes that you do not see. People that you usually intercede for do not have that prayer covering now and protection, and someone is starting to go out of whack, off the rails. But you cannot see it yet. It's happening behind the scenes. It's something like drugs or something like that. This is somebody that you generally intercede for every day. You can't see it because the effects are happening on the inside. And by the time you see the effects on the outside, it is going to be too late to stop it. Now, I don't know if this is one of your children or somebody that's a loved one or something like that, but it's somebody you intercede for it like every day normally. The Lord says to you, woman of God, come away, my daughter. Come away with me. The person that you have become involved with is not the Lord's will for you. He is telling me that person is not his will for you. But you've been lonely, and you know, people who are inappropriate for us can look like the loves of our lives when Satan embellishes them in our thoughts. And on our end, you know, we're building sandcastles in the sky, you know, of our imaginations, thinking we're going to live happily ever after with them, when really, all they are is a decoy put on our path by Satan to draw us away from the Lord, away from his word, away from our prayer time, or to get us to stumble in our walk, to draw us away from our callings. And that's what this is. This person that you're becoming involved with is a plant by the enemy, which means that he has come to steal, kill, and destroy in your life. Beware, woman of God, of idolatry. You don't want to believe this, even as you hear it, because you want to believe that person is the one, and you're thinking, no, this is real, it's real, it's real. And you don't want to let go of it. Well, it can be real and at the same time be real wrong for us, okay? And what happens when that is the case, let's just say you go ahead and marry that person, and especially if you know and have been told that person is not God's will for you, which you just have, then you are in rebellion. And rebellion always brings a curse on you or your life. And that will make the punishment for that disobedience so much worse for you, because you knew that you had a word about that. So let's say you go ahead and marry that person, and for a little while everything seems lovely and good, and you're thinking, yeah, see, I was right, everybody else was wrong, and you're all happy and everything, you're not going to be lonely anymore, and then it blows up in your face. And when it blows up in your face, it will bring great destruction because you did not heed the warnings. And when we don't heed the warnings, God just pulls his hand of protection back and lets us get whatever we walked into. Okay? And you will be without remedy because you turned away from God's reproof. It is your choice. You can do what you want to do. God's not going to force his will on you. But his will is always the best way. I will tell you that. He's not saying it's not real. He's saying it's not his will for you, which means it is not his best for you. God's will is always what is best for us. And if a relationship is a plant by the enemy, which that one is, then the enemy has snuck into your life to steal, kill, and destroy. And it is your choice whether you leave the door open to that or you close it. Choose wisely. There's not much time. Okay, there's a young man who is hearing this or overhearing it, and I'm getting, and I like an I in your name, like Ike or Isaiah or something like that. I'm going to call you Ike because I'm not sure. You're kind of young, and you're kind of just wandering aimlessly through life. You don't really know what you want to do with your life or what you're supposed to be doing. It does not look like you have a job. If you have a job, it's a really boring job, because I can't really get a fix on it. You don't really know who you are or who you want to be. More importantly, who you are supposed to be. The devil is drawing you towards drugs as like something to do, somewhere to belong. There's a lifestyle that comes along with drugs that people don't always realize from the outside. And that's that you belong to that group. If you start doing drugs, then you belong somewhere. You belong with the drug people, okay? So if you never belonged to any, it's like kids that get into gangs. And I say kids, but actually adults. that get into gangs. A lot of people who get involved in gangs don't have anyone that they feel like they can trust or a family to belong to. And they want to belong somewhere. So they join up with the gang so they belong somewhere. They belong to somebody. This is like that, okay? Drugs are like that too. There's a lifestyle that comes along with drugs. There's kind of a, I don't want to say a family, but there's a group that you belong to, some activities that you belong to, okay? So you share the fun of doing drugs. It creates kind of a bond between those who use. You belong somewhere. It gives you people to share stuff with, but that's not the kind of family you want. That's the kind of family that when they need a fix, they will take from you to get what they want. The Lord wants you to seek Him. He wants you to look for Him. Look for Him in nature. He wants for you, when you're alone, to talk to Him. And He's going to reveal to you who you are supposed to be, what He called you to be. It's still your choice if you want to do it or not, but He's going to reveal it to you. You can't really make a decision if you don't have all the information, right? And here's the thing. If you follow and become who He created you to be, your life will be filled with great peace, with a joy that you cannot get anyplace else, including in drugs, because drugs cannot even bring you joy. They can bring you momentary spats of what you think is happiness, but they cannot ever bring you joy, because joy is an emotion in the spirit. So it must come from a spirit, and the Lord is a spirit. Okay? You can get great joy, or you can get great despair. Despair comes from the devil, who's also a spirit. But if you will seek the Lord, if you will go aside with Him and be alone with Him and then just start talking to Him, you know, when you're by yourself or you're driving in your car, just pour out your heart to Him. Just tell Him how you're feeling about everything. He loves when we do that, and He listens. And if you start talking to Him the same time every day, He will start showing up. It's really cool that He does that. If you will seek Him, He is going to show you who He wants you to be, who He has designed and created you to be, who His will is for you to be. Whatever God's will is always what is best for us and what will make us the happiest. And when we're doing what He called us to do, He will provide for us, okay? So you will have provision, you'll have shelter and food and water and things you need in a time that's coming when almost no one is going to have what they need, okay? When He shows you, if you accept that, just tell Him you accept that assignment and He will guide you on the path that will lead you into it. Just say, okay, I'm down for that. Bring it on. Okay, Cheryl. There's a middle-aged woman named Cheryl. You have a health issue. I think it's in one breast. And your mother is also not in good health. There's a man you've been involved with for some time. You're not married to him. It appears he's not really interested in marrying, but he maybe goes along with the idea of marriage to keep you on the hook. Cheryl, the Lord says this man is just using you. The Lord says this man does not really care about you. And if you get really sick, like with cancer, he's going to abandon you. He's going to use a different excuse for why he does it, but he is going to abandon you. That relationship is not God's will for you. I'm not seeing whether, I do not see whether there is another relationship for you, but I do see a nice looking man that you will have a very good friendship with, and that will supply many of the needs a relationship would supply, such as emotional comfort, friendship, advice, man advice, things like that. But you do not get this excellent friendship unless you give up that relationship that the Lord does not want you in. You have to choose. Okay, there's a man listening to this or overhearing this show that you are taking a beating in your business. You're very near losing it all, and you're trying not to panic, as there appears to be no remedy. The Lord says to you, man of God, be still. Be still and know that I am God. He wants you to trust Him. He says, business or no business, He is going to take care of you. He is going to provide for you. He wants you to trust him no matter what you see happening to your business. This is easier said than done, I'll tell you. He wants you to trust him. He is going to show you he is faithful to those who are faithful to him. Okay, there's a woman, I think you're middle-aged or just under, and you are scared to death about this pandemic. The Lord wants you to know he is keeping you safe. He wants you to do the things you know are wisdom to do. God expects us to walk in wisdom, y'all. He expects us to use the brains he gave us, all right? He wants you to do the things that you know to do that are wisdom. I see mask wearing, hand washing, avoid lots of people, you know, things that we've been told will help keep us safe in the pandemic. And he says you will come through this pandemic without catching COVID-19. He is stressing he is keeping you safe. But he does want you to do your part, that, you know, the hand washing, the mask, all that. He is also showing me that you should be confessing, no plague shall come near my dwelling, multiple times every day. Y'all, that's something I confess every day, multiple times too. I also do the mask wearing and the hand washing and all that stuff. We need to walk in wisdom. We're not idiots. We need to not act like idiots, okay? I know some people say, I'm not going to wear a mask. Well, you know what? Don't come around me if you're not wearing a mask, because you might have the right to not wear a mask, but you don't have a right to make me sick if you happen to be an asymptomatic carrier. I'm just saying. That's just my viewpoint. Okay, there's a woman listening to this. I think you're in your 50s, and you feel like nobody in the world notices you. You feel like you could just die. No one would even know or care. The Lord wants you to know, woman of God, that he has seen your good works, that he sees your giving, and that a record of each of these things is being kept in heaven, and that you are known there, and that he already has rewards set aside for you for each of these things. He says to tell you, do not grow weary in well-doing, my daughter, for you shall reap if you faint not. He said, don't worry about people noticing you, for this will be an advantage in the days coming. And he says, keep up the good work. Okay, there is a man listening to this that you have an exceptionally complicated situation you are tangled up in. I mean, it is just a mess. You can usually figure a way out of tangled situations, but this one is so dense, you cannot figure out what to do. The Lord says to tell you, sir, that he has allowed you to get tangled up in this mess because he is teaching you dependence on him. So far, you have depended on yourself, on your intelligence, on your money, but never on him. And he wants to teach you that because he says you are going to be here a while longer and you will need that in order to avoid needless suffering, like in the time of the lack of food. Okay, there is a woman listening to this that you are just beside yourself over your business. You were just about to make a huge leap in business when the pandemic was declared, and you just cannot believe this happened to you. I see in the spirit the Lord himself is pushing you back towards where you came from, not towards business. He said, you are going the wrong way. He said, the true blessings are not found in the success you are pursuing, but in the way he is trying to guide you. Turn and go the other way. Turn and go the other way before it is too late, he says. Okay, there's a woman in her 30s listening to this show right now. You have become extremely jealous of somebody that you know well. I don't know if you work with her or you are just friends with her. You still act kind of friendly to her, but secretly you cannot stand her. And this is because she is and has much of what you yourself want to be and have. So you've been sabotaging her reputation behind her back. Anyone who starts to act like they like this woman, you steer them away from her because you don't want anyone else to like her. If you had it your way, you would be her only friend and no one else would have such a high opinion of her. In fact, you feel like you help others to get that high opinion of her, but the Lord said this is not true. He said the reason people like her is because he has given her favor. Yes, she's pretty. Yes, she's likable. But the real reason is that he has given her favor. The real problem is that you just want people to like you, and that's not something you've had a lot of in your life. You've been very lonely inside and felt excluded and like an outsider all your life. You feel unwanted and unloved, and since you are not classically beautiful by the world's standards, you don't know how to make people like you. And it eats you up to see everyone liking her and ignoring you, just like everyone did in your school years. The Lord says to you, stop sabotaging her now, or the consequences will be very bad for you, and they will be irreversible. If you do not stop immediately and repent, very bad things are going to happen to you. And not only that, but he says she is going to find out beyond any shadow of a doubt that you've been doing this, because he is going to make that happen. You need to lay before God and repent, woman of God, and ask him to make you special and give you favor so you aren't jealous of everyone else. The Lord wants to do that for you, but you have to ask him. Okay, that's all the words I have for y'all right now. Who knows, he could give us another prophetic word show next week. I don't know. He hasn't told me. But I hope that this is a help to you. And remember, if it felt like any of the words, if it felt like God was speaking directly to you, that it doesn't matter what name or even what gender is attached to that word, that's him speaking to you. Thanks for listening. Jesus bless you. Y'all have a great week. Stay safe and well out there. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. Have you ever gone through a time in your life where suddenly it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are a time of great uncertainty and change. There are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many experiences, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led to the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. It's by Glenda Lomax, and it's available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com. Amazon.com, The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax.
Are there areas of sin in your life you just can't seem to overcome, no matter how hard you try? Many people live their whole lives under curses, without understanding they can be free. Learn what the scriptures say about curses and why they are still relevant today. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Learn how to defeat every curse through the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. If you have the knowledge, you can break curses off your life and start experiencing breakthroughs like never before. In the book Loosed from Chains of Darkness, you will learn the basics of four different types of curses. Loosed from Chains of Darkness is the most comprehensive curse-breaking book on the market today. Get your copy of Loosed from Chains of Darkness by Glenda Lomax, available on Amazon.com in print, Kindle, and audiobook versions.
If you ask anyone you know what the most difficult experience of their life has been, many will answer about a time of betrayal. All those called to walk the narrow path will at some point encounter Judas. How will you respond? Do you know how to recognize Judas when he shows up in your life? Can you keep Judas from bringing destruction to your life and ministry? How can you minimize what Judas cost you? Can you pass the test of absolute betrayal? Get your copy of The Judas Test, available in print and new audiobook, The Judas Test by Glenda Lomax, available now on Amazon.com.
Sold out for 30 pieces of silver? In Exodus 21:32, it is the price of a dead slave. In Leviticus 27:2-7, it is the price of a live one. Jesus was sold for the price of a bondservant. Precious Jesus, the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, why did Judas sell his friend out so cheap?